WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. You know that feeling when your phone buzzes at 2 a.m. with a text you really don't need? Or maybe it's that constant pressure to say yes to every invitation, even when you just want to curl up with a good book? We've all been there. It's the modern struggle. Navigating relationships in a world where lines are constantly blurred and our time is precious. Today, we're diving deep into building healthy boundaries in relationships because let's face it, sometimes no is actually a complete sentence. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries, isn't that a little intense? Trust me, it's not about being cold or uncaring. It's about respecting yourself and your needs just as much as you respect the people around you. Think of it like this: healthy boundaries are like invisible fences that protect our emotional well-being. They help us define what we're comfortable with, what drains us, and what fills us up. So, let's break it down. Here are five key takeaways to remember when it comes to building those healthy boundaries. First, know your values. What truly matters to you? Is it quality time with loved ones, personal growth, or simply some quiet time for yourself? Identifying your core values acts as a compass, guiding your decisions and helping you understand what needs protection. Next, communicate clearly and directly. This is crucial. Don't be afraid to express your needs and limits. You don't have to apologize for wanting space or saying no to something that doesn't align with your values. Remember, clear communication avoids misunderstandings and resentment down the road. It's like ordering at a restaurant. You wouldn't hesitate to tell them what you want, right? Same goes for relationships. Third, set realistic expectations. We can't control other people's behavior, but we can control how we respond to it. Don't expect everyone to understand your boundaries instantly and be prepared for some pushback. It takes time and practice for both parties to adjust. Fourth, practice self-care. This one is often overlooked. When you prioritize your well-being, you have more energy and resilience to set and maintain healthy boundaries. Think of it as filling your own emotional tank. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, exercise regularly, and engage in activities that bring you joy. You're worth it. Finally, be consistent. This is key. Boundaries aren't a one-time conversation. They require ongoing effort and reinforcement. Don't let yourself be swayed by guilt trips or pressure. Remember why you set those boundaries in the first place: to protect your well-being and create healthy, fulfilling relationships. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who's constantly juggling projects for demanding clients. She ends up working late nights and weekends, neglecting her own creative projects and personal time. One day, she realizes this isn't sustainable. So Sarah starts setting boundaries. She blocks out specific hours for client work and personal projects, politely declines extra assignments if they overwhelm her schedule, and communicates clearly with clients about her availability. The result? Sarah reclaims her time, reduces stress, and rediscovers the joy in her work. She's happier, more productive, and has stronger relationships because she's prioritizing her well-being. See, building healthy boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating space for authentic connections and allowing yourself to thrive. Remember, you deserve to have your needs met just as much as anyone else. So take a moment right now. Think about one relationship in your life where you could use a little more boundary setting. What's that one thing you need to communicate? Who can you reach out to and say, "Hey, this is important to me"? Go for it. You've got this. Remember, the Balanced Stoic journey isn't about perfection, it's about progress. Keep practicing, keep learning, and keep striving for that emotional mastery. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little boundary-building inspiration. Until next time, stay balanced, stay stoic, and keep on thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.